You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And the Thirst by Darts. Morena, Dan, how are you this morning?
Morena, I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to chat with you. You guys are busy at the moment. You've just put out a brand new single, Learning to Drive with Dad, and you have a whole new album on the way for 2024, which is called A Dangerous Day to Be a Cold One, which is, I have to say, a very strong name for an album. Dan, what's been happening at Darts, in the Darts sort of HQ at the moment? What have you been working on?
We've been pretty flat out with it. It's been in the works for nearly a year and a half, so it's just been, it's kind of exciting for it to be announced and the single's starting coming out and seeing the reactions. We've just spent the weekend opening for Hockey Dad and went around Auckland and Pairoa filming another music video that's coming out next month. So we've been, the Darts train has pretty much left the station and has not been stopping.
I was going to say, you guys have been very prolifically busy pretty much since your last album came out. You don't really stop for a break. What was the process of actually getting in the studio and recording this record like? How did that kind of come about?
We recorded with James Goldsmith, who we recorded our Dominion Road cover with. And we just really had a great time recording that song with him. And just he kind of felt like another arm or limb of the Darts body. And so we decided to record a whole album with him, and we pretty much had a lot of the songs. We had maybe half the album written before we went in the studio, and then kind of wrote the other half in the weeks leading up to it. So some songs like Learn to Drive with Dad we've had since like 2020, so we've been sitting on some of these for quite a while. So it's really cool to have them all recorded and actually just have them sounding like at a different studio level than we've ever done before as well.
Yeah, totally. It feels like one of the things that I enjoy about you guys as a band is making the albums is as much fun as all of the other stuff that comes with it, you know, getting on the road, doing the gigging part of it. Obviously you get amazing hit from the reaction of fans and your audiences and stuff, but making those music videos and actually kind of creating the lore almost around Darts as a band feels like a very natural home for you guys. Do you sort of have a discussion about what it's going to look like, or do you just kind of let the snowball start rolling?
I think everything we do, we definitely want to make sure it's like our best and make sure that we're also having as much fun as possible. And then we're always thinking about what the fans and the general public are going to think once it's released. Like the last video we've just done involves jet skis, giant rats, and a bunch of other things that it's just like hilariously fun to do. And we're just enjoying doing it the whole time. It's like being a kid, essentially, just getting to make these stupid videos and having the most fun doing it, and then just being so giddy and excited for everyone else to be able to watch it. Like we've been sitting on Learning to Drive with Dad for maybe 3 months, the music video, and we've just been, it's been hard to not talk about it or leak it or anything.
It feels like when you sort of make something like that, you want to immediately tell everyone about it. Tell us what the process was like to make this video, because it is pretty iconic. I would very much recommend people check it out today. Obviously subject matter in the name, but what was the concept like when you were pulling it together?
Well, to be honest, we didn't think, we put it for funding for New Zealand Air. We never thought that song would get chosen, and it did. So then once we had that process, we were like, okay, now what are we going to do? And I think with the same thing with Earn the Thirst, we've kind of wanted to capture like New Zealand through different eras. So Earn the Thirst was kind of meant to be like a 70s video, and this, and Learn to Drive with Dad is meant to be like a kind of 80s feeling video. So we went out to my hometown of Te Araha and kind of shot around the back streets for Earn the Thirst and Learning to Drive the Dad within maybe a month of each other. So like getting that kind of small town feel was definitely a core part of it. We went to the Tahuna Tavern as well, like a real small rural pub, and just tried to have that kind of classic feel to it. And then, yeah, and we worked with Ezra on the video from Earth Tongue, who does fantastic stuff, but it was quite fun to mix his very cool stylistic you know, vision and what he's known for with Darts, like idiocy and craziness. So merging those things together was a lot of fun, and then seeing the final result, like it looks beautiful, but it's just like full of like me in a wig, me playing a dad and a kid, and
yeah,
just real silly things as well, and the topic and the song's just dumb.
Nice. I really appreciate the good sideburn moustache situation you've got going on with the blonde mullet wig as well. Feels like a very natural home for you to be embodying there, Dan.
If I'm anything, I'm a character actor, so you know, I've got to have you never feel in character until you're in the costume.
And is this in Ezra's signature 16mm film as well, or just treated to look like that?
No, it's definitely 16mm. We did Earn the Thirst in 8mm, and then this one 16mm.
Wow.
And for the next video, Paradise, we're trying to get like a 90s feel, so it's been shot in like an old kind of tape camcorder thing as well. So
I thought you were going to say like you're going to the other end of the spectrum and you're doing it in IMAX or something, because that would be also very incredible to watch.
Maybe the fourth video we end up very modern.
I'm not sure if there's any sort of funding in New Zealand that extends to maybe funding an IMAX style video, but that would be pretty that would be pretty iconic if it could happen. It does feel like this new era is also, you've got your sights set on maybe taking these songs overseas or playing for some audiences who haven't heard you before. Is that something that you guys have in your goals as well?
Yeah, it's very much in the works. We just got back last month from South by Southwest in Australia and did a little stint around there. We're going back over to Australia again next month, and then Europe in May for a little stint as well. So we're taking the darts supremacy overseas as well.
Taking the Toyota Corolla on the road, so to speak.
Yeah. Put New Zealand back on the map.
Exactly. I'm really excited about this record. When is it coming out? It's a Flying Nun release again, which is very awesome, but when's it actually going to be out in the world, Dan, for people to listen to Dangerous Day to Be a Cold One?
It'll be out on the 1st of March on three different types of vinyl. We've got the standard black vinyl with a brilliant cover, and we've got the Bush Weed variant, which is the same cover, but all the characters on the cover are high, and it comes with the Bush Weed coloured green vinyl. And
beautiful.
Then we've got the Cost of Living variant as well, which is just everything stripped back to just a white cover, blank cover, and just a blank record. For nice. This low, low price of $27 for those that are struggling.
Oh, cheap as. Nice, I love that. Really working across the spectrum there, Dans. We like to hear the broad philanthropic angle that you guys are taking as a group.
Yeah, if anything, dance is for the people. We've always said that.
Absolutely. Hey, it's lovely to chat with you, Dan. Congrats on another fantastic single and a great music video, which I recommend people check out today. There's a really great write-up about it, as always, from Chris Cudby on Under the Radar, which you can watch the video and pre-order from Bandcamp as well. But we're going to listen to the track now. Thank you so much, Dan. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. Bye.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.